For those of you that don't know, hello, I'm Chris. This is my accent. This is how the whole show will be conducted. If you don't like that, I am terribly sorry. I can do other accents, but they are racist, I've been told. So, very good. Look, the whole show is improvised. The whole show is spontaneous. None of this is prepared. It is based entirely on you and what happens here. So if the show's bad, technically your fault. I love this table here. This table, you have a... Oh, my gosh. Gosh, you got so upset. You threw a... Was that a bottle or was that a stick? It's your cane. If I made fun of that, that's technically a crime. That's... Mike, can I... Are you a fucking hobbit? What is this? This is definitely a HIPAA violation, isn't it?
To Mount Doom with Master Frodo! Ah! Just throws the precious into the mountains. Knows we can't, hobbits, hobbitses.
See, that's one of the accents I can do. It says Lady Bubba on it. Bubba is Bill Clinton's nickname. Who are you to Bill Clinton? It's made in Texas. That doesn't answer the question. I'm sure many of the teenagers Bill molested were born in Texas, but I... Look, there's 20,000 pages of emails, probably on one of them. This is utterly fantastic, because this is a custom cane. I don't know if you all knew Lady Bubba. You were like, yeah, she's the pimp of Syracuse. Of course she's got a cane. But can you imagine if that stick... Sorry, if that cane... I'm sure she would have got so mad if I called it a stick. You know, in British hip-hop slang, stick means gun. Absolutely. I feel like she's just going along with this now. So it's got Lady Bubba. Is that laser etched or carved by hand? Or did you rub it against, you know, the horns of a steer? It's burned in with the ash of my third husband. And then... the top comes from a...
Clydesdale.
A Clydesdale? What? Oh, it comes from a bull's harness. Sorry, oh, fuck off. Look. There will be many times I make a reference that you don't understand, and I won't mock you when you interpret it incorrectly. He thought a horse was a cow. What a fool. I know what a Clydesdale is. That's like a pit pony. They're a big beast, right? And let me tell you, a pit pony is... that's a sarcastic term from the British mining communities. They're not ponies, they're massive. We call them pit ponies because they're big and it's funny to call them a pony. So this is from a Clydesdale harness. You called it the top. It's a ferrule, isn't it? That's what those are called, the top of the stick. Yeah, just nod. And then the bottom is... How often do you have to replace this?
Twice a year.
Twice a year? Fucking... this is quite a car-centric city and you have defied all expectation by burning through this. You've got three sticks. Three, how many arms have you got? What's the deal with that? You wake up in the morning, you're like, this feels like a Clydesdale ferial day for me. Off I go, Lady Bubba. Just... It depends on the outfit. So, you can't see the outfit. It's beautiful tan leather shoes. They're not tan. What would you call that?
Tan.
Tan, thank you. And it's funny because leather is tanned and the colour is tan. It's double tan. And then this is double denim, Canadian tuxedo, fantastic. Or Britney and Justin Timberlake, whatever. And then you've got a long-sleeved undershirt with a kind of baby's breath pattern on. That's beautiful. Great, great earrings. I mean, you've dressed up. The gentleman who sat by you, what's your excuse? She's put a whole outfit on.
Husband,
this was all being conversed with. I do apologise, I wasn't aware. What I'm confused by is... Obviously, you can see it says Lady Bubba on the front, but that's not the side that people can see when you're walking, right? That's just for you. Do you have Alzheimer's? Is that why? So you can look down and go... Like, or is it so the people behind you, so they're like, ooh, I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. What's her Instagram handle? And they're there, and like, Lady Bubba. It's a Clydesdale handle. It's a ferrule. So... I'm fully aware, if you had no idea what you were walking into tonight, it's basically this for 70 minutes. Have fun. Not just you, Lady Bubba, although I'm pretty sure I could give you a microphone and we would just have... It would be an evening... No, okay, don't ever give the microphone to someone who goes, yes, give it to me now, like a sea lion getting excited. Throw me it like a little mackerel. This is... So you have three? Is this your favourite one, then?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like I should do a vaudeville routine on it. Just da 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 da. I'm terrified of dropping it. Because she dropped it and that was fine, but if anyone else drops this, you jump the stage, don't you? And even though you haven't got the heaviest weapon, you've got him and he's...
It hurts, it's protective.
It hurts, it's protective. Is Syracuse that bad? I mean, you can't see, it's because I've got very strong wrist strength. I'm holding this up right. Really, I just want to let it go like that. It's absolutely massive. So this is your, it's very good. Do you use it to knock on doors? You're like, ice, open up. Ba, ba, ba. Nah, just got you. Just kidding. Just Lady Bubba, there's a name. A regular Bubba is 5'6". And you're a Lady Bubba. 4'10". You're 4'10". That does make sense. Because, well, then, no, isn't that then too... Because for me, this is a good height. I do feel like Gandalf or someone. This is great. You shall not pass! Great. Well, look, Lady Bubba, I'm fearing the fact that as soon as I let go of this, I'm going to stop being amusing or interesting in any way. But, I mean, look, I haven't even noticed. You've got... She has a tattoo of a hand on her hand. What... It's a tattoo of a hand on your hand. It's a Buddhist symbol. It's Om, yeah? Yeah. It's a bit awkward that that's also a white power symbol, isn't it? Or is that why you got it? You were there, you're like, I can pretend it's Buddhist, but, you know. That's the thing now, isn't it? You get a Nazi tattoo and then you're like, no, we were just in the army together and I thought, that's fun to have on your chest. Yeah, I'm sure it is, mate. Anyway, enjoy your seat in the Senate. There is a lot of research done into people who provide free tattoo cover-ups for people with like swastikas on their face. You know, they come out of prison, they've joined a gang to protect themselves, and then they come out and they go and get them covered up. I think that's a good service that should be provided. But then a lot of the people who do that said that quite often they'll be like, oh, what about that tattoo like on your leg, the swastika? What about that one on your chest? They're like, no, because no one will see those. That's terrifying, isn't it? I'll keep it there. Also, what do you turn a swastika into? Basically the logo for Windows 95, if you think about it. No one wants that. I'd rather people think I was an anti-Semitic racist than a Bill Gates fan. Okay, well, Lady Bubba's here. That's exciting. Before Lady Bubba dropped the cane, I was going to talk to you because you guys looked like the type of people who shouldn't have a bucket full of Miller Lite. But was this... did you take someone else's order? You have a bucket of beer. You got Allagash, but they don't have an Allagash-branded bucket because Allagash is a classier beer for some reason, even though in a British accent it's just you saying lots of vagina. The first time I ordered it, I was like, this is a joke beer, right? I'll have all the gash, please. If you came here from seeing me on America's Got Talent, I'm fully aware. You're like, well, he wasn't like this on the show. No. I was like, Simon, can I do all my all the gash jokes? He's like, probably don't. Don't worry, you'll get what you came for. So who is this? Who's this group here? How do you guys know each other? Or do you not? Did you? I don't know how
we
people
work
see.
Together.
You guys work together, and then everyone else on the table, are you friends?
Yeah, I mean, now we're friends over here.
Okay, that's the awkward moment. I didn't realise they sit people. That's quite friendly, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's very nice, yeah. How have they been as table neighbours so far? Quite respectful. Because I'm asking them, you're the ones with the bucket of beer. You're the ones who are potentially absolute reprobates. The table behind you, they've got individual bottles. They're like, we'll just play it safe, we'll see how we go. You're just like, in a bucket, mate, who cares? Lady Bubba, weirdly, is the one not drinking, and that's the most terrifying thing of all. She's in control of all her mental faculties. Third one, oh. Of what? What is it? Gin and tonic. That's your third.
A double.
And she's 4'10". We're going to need that bucket, I'm afraid. I don't know which end's going to go first, but it's one of them. We'll use that as a kind of plug to stop it. I like that. That's the first joke you've really enjoyed. You were like, yes. Foreign object insertion. Foreign object would be quite a good title for my special. I quite like that. Great, so there you've been good table mates, and so you guys work together. What's your jobs?
Accountants.
Wonderful stuff, yeah. What's your favourite number? You don't have one. Yeah. But you're living it up, right? Because what, we're in November now. You've had a month since the tax deadline. You're just getting loose. That's why there's the bucket. Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic. Well, accountants who work together with a bucket of beer. We've got Lady Bubba with a cane. This table that has all the high noon seltzers on, they put their bucket under the table because they were scared I would mock them. They're like, oh, we get it. He's roasting anyone with buckets. They've left their high noons. Oh, you've got, yeah, are you on the high noons as well? You've got, oh, is it the high noons? Do I want one? I'm all good with my beer and tea, thank you. But so were you offering me high noon? Because it's a drink that's appeared out of nowhere. I'm not familiar with it. It's a... You're on Yingling. Again, that's another beer like Allagash. The first time I saw it in a bar, I was like, may I have some Yingling, please? I was like, sounds like a Chinese liquor. Some Yingling, please, from the Korean mountains. Why has it got such a strange name? You have no idea. It's the oldest US brewery. Fucking Mr. Autism over here. Thank you for coming. Founded in 1845 by Samuel Haraway III. Brilliant. Oh, great. So, Yingling. Are you? No, I believe him. That would be a weird thing to lie about. I'm going to get him on this one. It's the oldest brewery. He believed it. The oldest brewery in America. Yeah. Do you, are you a keen Yingling fan? You do drink it. What are you drinking now? Jack and Coke, why not? Are you on your third? Yes. Let me tell you, I live in Brooklyn. I perform at the Comedy Cellar most weekends. They have a 3-drink maximum. That's one of the best comedy clubs in the world. For 45 years they've run, and they've decided over all that time, they're like, we think a 3-drink maximum is perfect. That's the perfect level for comedy. Beyond 3 drinks, we're not as funny. Up to 3 drinks, we get funnier. I just love that here at the Funny Bone in Syracuse, you're like, fuck that, mate. Based on this table, 3 minimum. 3 before you're allowed in. That is the minimum. I mean, it is fucking freezing up here all the time. Just we used to call it a walking alcohol. When I was at university, we used to stay about 2 miles away from where all the clubs were. So you'd have a beer before you left, you'd have a beer on the way, and then you'd have a beer while you went in line for the club. So that would keep you warm, then you wouldn't need a coat, so you wouldn't need to pay the £2 that it costs to put your coat in the cloakroom. You might be thinking, well, surely those beers cost more than £2. Yes, they did, but only the accountants are getting upset. Everyone else was really happy with it. So you know all about Yingling. We've got Lady Bubba here, we've got the accountants. The people with the alcoholic seltzers have fucked off. They were like, you know what we've done? We've come here for some sugary alcohol, and then you guys fuck it in the bucket, but it's empty now. So who's on the Americans, do you do the concept of rounds? In America, in England we buy a round, right? You get same over here. Good. Okay, I guess in New York City, no, because that would actually bankrupt you. You're like, sorry, was that $35 for a cocktail? But like, yeah, and it's non-alcoholic. So who's the big group of chaps over here? You look like proper lads. Do you own boats and fishing licenses? What's your deal? And hunting licenses. You're going to kill some deer tomorrow. I mean, judging by the drive from here through New Jersey up to here, my gosh, people have been killing deer a lot recently. Those fucking deer, they seem to be incredible. If you just sit in your car, they will run into it. You don't need to take a weapon. Just sit still, turn your lights on, and one's like, that looks like fun. Oh, no. Put it in your trunk and go, exactly. Is that sounds like a sexual offer, doesn't it? It sounds like the title of Lady Bubba's hit single. Lady Bubba, put it in the trunk and go. So, hunting license pros. You're gonna kill some deer. What weapon do you use? There's all kinds. Now I wanna know. Are you like those, like, you go on holiday to like Czechoslovakia and you can pay a guy $10, he gives you a rocket launcher, he's like, there's a goat. So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna take? Are you gonna take those? Sorry, I meant what weapon are you gonna take? He was like, we're gonna take them. So you're gonna take down some whitetail with what? Knives? 308. A 308. I think they know their stuff. When someone replies to it and you go, what are you going to use? They're like, here's a specific number that you don't understand. That's the caliber of the ammunition, right? Yeah. Again, autism man is just muttering quietly. Second most popular ammunition sold at all Walmart stores. Good small bore for young game. Well, so what would you recommend? 308 for a whitetail?
No.
No, oh. And listen to him, he is the Rain Man of murdering Bambi. What? You drop the cartridges on the floor, he's like, that's 22 right there.
No,
a bow? You'd use a bow?
Yeah.
Fucking terrifying, that is. That's weirder than a knife, isn't it? A bow? It's tracked on.
My buddy got a 16-pointer after 4 years of tracking.
Got a 16-pointer after 4 years of tracking. Look, you think I don't know what that means. That means a 16 on the antlers, right?
Yeah.
I could have sex with people from Wyoming for knowing that. I can go out, I'm up to North Dakota, everyone's coming over, like, yeah. That's fantastic. Tracked it for 4 years.
He said, I'm going to get it this year, the first day of the season.
He got it on the first day of the season with a bow. Is that, is this person married? Yes! His marriage sustained after 4 years. I think he's cheating on me. Why? Every weekend he goes away, he comes back smelling vaguely mammalian. 4 years this has gone on. That is...
It's clean and goes through.
It's clean and goes through. Again, that sounds like your second single. Well... Look, you might be like, why is he just chatting to people? Because it's fun to get to know you, but also because it's fuel for the fire. And by fire, I mean it's fuel for the freestyle rap. For those who aren't familiar, I am a freestyle rapper. This show will be rap after rap after rap. We're just warming you up. Let's get this beat going. We met a lot of people. We got our accountants, we got our bros who are going hunting with their 308s. They're going to have a whale of a time. The High Noon Seltzer people have left. Lady Bub is here. Dustin Hoffman is there, counting matchsticks. This is a freestyle about all of that. Get excited, make some noise. We'll find out what this is amounting to. My lady's right through, working in accounting. We go berserk when it's work, yes please. Bitches getting cray-way, cause October 15th is in the rear view. Close the stage, we hear you. Got a whole bucket, everybody who is near you is slightly scared. They're like, we should stand clear. They love numbers and getting drunk on beer. All of that Allagash, yeah, you can tell them. That's a kind of beer, and it sounds vaguely from Belgium. But I believe it's made much closer to home. But you be feeling like the king upon the number throne. Now my guys over here, yeah, they left quite soon. They're there like, we just want to drink our High Noon. Then off we go, bye bye, who'd have thunk? We just come here for 20 minutes and then leave drunk. But that's the baseline, to have a great time. 1, 2, 3, that's right. You've got to pick the trio, you've got to do the shots. You can't walk into the club, past the mall and the shops, unless you've had a fucking shooter, all of the tequila. Lady Bubba's down here, like I might reveal more of myself if I'm getting even drunker. But don't worry, we don't want to steal the bros' thunder. They're fun tomorrow, hungover from beer. They're drinking all the Yingling and then they're hunting deer. They're jumping in their pickups, their Dodge Rams and F-350s. Even though they look quite shifty, they're prone to violence. Got a hunting license, they will crouch in the blind in the forest in silence. That's what men like to do, be quiet and kill. Not talk about their emotions till they feel very upset. And it comes in handy, you're like, Blandies. Yes, I've obliterated Bambi. The deer's dead, antlers on its head. We'll take it home and hang it in our garden shed. They call it their man cave. Again and again, you just sit there, skin deer, and watch ESPN. You love it. You know it's pure bliss. You eat some deer loin and watch Stephen A. Smith. But now, the person that we really care about. Lady Bubba's here, I'm so glad she decided to come out. May I take it? Oh, this is insane. She shook my hand, I was just reaching for her cane. Understand it, yeah, you know, it's so branded. When I shook it, it would have been double-handed, because you had the on key sign. Yeah, I could glower, you like it says on. We're like, no, it says white cower. And we could take this, you're so clean like a nice shower. Her cane walking right through, like wowza. Lady Bubba, I discover that's insane. I've never seen a walking implement implemented with your name, but this was burned on. She'll smack it in your ass. Well, probably not that way, this way. Burn it with the ash, she can use this. You know, I've heard of, I adore lots of ladies coming on, they use the door knocks. Really, I know you're a lady and I'm quite male. You got very upset when you said, that's a Clydesdale. I'm like, is that a bull? You're like, no, of course. You fucking stupid English prick. It's clearly taken from a horse's saddle. Still in there, cylinder discover. Goes through two of these a year with all the rubber. And you can do the mathematics there with precision. In the marriage, how many? Why? Because you've got autism. You could add it up. 40 years, 3 canes and 2 switches. That's like 240. What the shit is so incredible? We can do the mental arithmetic. You're thinking of it quick. He loves the Lady Bubba walking stick. She's a real gangster. She's a real pimp. He's over there like, yeah, I saw him. A big buck. I'm like, here we go. I'm gonna loose an arrow there from my bow. Get them splat there upon their back. I said, hobbits, but you're Legolas. Get the little arrows coming through and then they're going fast. Some people clapping there. They were somersaulting. Ooh, he rapped about J.R.R. Tolkien. But now we're talking about my guy, you know, he serves you. 4 years stalking a deer with Asperger's. I'm so glad we met you. Great to discover autistic bros, accountants, and most importantly, Lady Bubba. Bad. He's like, ah, fuck that. I've decided I don't like it when white men rap. That was awesome. Oh, I'm glad, because that's what the show is. Amazing stuff. Now, whenever I do that, there's always people who get upset. They're like, oh, he didn't talk to me. I would have been really fun. Don't worry, you'll get your chance. There's going to be lots of chances in the evening. But right now, I mean, I like to find out about people. We discovered Lady Bubba, we discovered the accountants and the others of you. So who in here was like, oh, I would have been really interested to talk to? Give me a woo if you are very interesting. I like that. That's a very British response. Usually in America, people are like, we are all super and brilliant. But, you know, you were like, nah, we're in Syracuse. We know who we are. There's only... So there was a woo from over here. Who said woo over here? No? So who's the firefighter? Did you say a firefighter?
No.
No? Okay, well, Lady Bubba, don't worry. I'm sure you will be a central theme of this show, but for now... It's a difficult, because usually we're like, look, you don't have the spotlight on you. You're literally the best lit person in this room. And that's not just because of the reflective capabilities of your husband's head. But I'm just teasing you because I think we'd get on if we hang out and shoot deer after this. So is it you saying the gentleman you're sat next to?
No.
No, that you are, but you're, yes. What's your name? Hey, Amanda, and what do you do other than drink when people are talking to you? I always find that weird. You talk to people and they're just like, oh, no, I'm going to do a thing that makes it hard for me to do what we're trying to do. Yeah, Amanda, what do you do? Again, yeah, it's people in this room. Yeah. You own a preschool. Is that the first step of child sex trafficking? How does that work? You're not supposed to own it. I'm just quoting, I own a preschool down here. This is more for me. This is just so I can keep track of what's happened in the show. Just writing down, I own a preschool. What's the biggest challenge of owning a preschool? Hiring good people, I reckon. Yeah, I just find it suspicious when people are like, I love working with children. I'm like, ah, I don't like that. Get away, Brian. Exactly, you can only hire, and if you do like working with children, you've never worked with children, right? They're absolute nightmares. I have a 4-year-old. Fucking hell, they're the worst. Every time I go away for the weekend, she's like, and you will bring me back a gift? I'm like, what is that? It's great. So what's the biggest challenge?
Probably money.
Money.
Yeah.
Okay, you're trying to do a fundraiser. Lady Bubba will release a charity single. Yeah. Parents. Oh, yeah. Well, because they want their kids to be treated respectfully. The kid comes home with a bruise. They're like, what happened to my kid? You're like, you fucking idiot kid fell over. Teach it proprioception. It doesn't know its sense of body and space. Well done for all the losers who were there like, oh, he knows about proprioception. Okay. Okay, I'll write down kids' parents are annoying. Kids' parents are annoying. Great. Okay, who was... did you do a woo about... Yeah, was it you who's interesting? Brilliant stuff. What's your name? Lucas and Liv's 6 month anniversary. I mean, look, that's very polite applause. Yeah. That's very kind. Well, congratulations. 6 months. I mean, you're clearly both Gen Z. Yeah. You know? I'd say, like, if you compare it, like, the length of the, you know, like, the boomers and everything, they're like, I was together for 55 years until she died. And you're like, yeah, but you didn't have TikTok, granddad. Now, there's so many other things you could do with your time. 6 months is like 55 years for Gen Z. So I think 6 months is very incredible. And that's, who asked who out? You met her at a frat party?
Yeah, I took her home.
You took her home. Were you drinking that night?
Yeah.
Okay, had you kept your eye on your drink all night? Has there been a recent date rape scandal in Syracuse? Why did everyone get so weird about that? I thought that was a thing we know. Frat boys, terrible. Okay. How did he ask you out? What were the words he said? Because, when I was with my wife 13 years ago, and I was like, would you be my girlfriend? She was like, yes, but now Gen Z probably think that's cringe. So what do you say? Oh, will you be my laboo-boo? What do you say? Will you 6'7 with me forever? Like, that's Gen Alpha, I know. 6'7 is too worse than 69ing, but I'll still take it. Do you remember how you asked her out? You took her home and gave her an STD.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that. So what, I guess, like, probably Liv, like, called her bestie up and was like, I think this guy's a keeper. I mean, he's definitely a giver. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So, may I ask, what was the STD? What was the STD? Chlamydia. Classic. All the sluts are clapping it up.
Yeah!
If you haven't had chlamydia, really, have you lived? It's funny because she's called Liv. Wow. By the way, these millennials here are getting very aggro about this. They're like, why would you talk about this publicly? Liv is probably TikTok famous, and it's about my struggles with chlamydia. Join me as I, Liv, try and battle my antibiotic-resistant chlamydia. Here I am, 42 hours after taking my first chlamydia medication. I actually feel fantastic. Don't forget, you can click and get 15% off through my chlamydia medication referral. So, you gave her chlamydia for the... They're a different generation, guys. You need to get on board. Fucking, you know, my daughter's Gen Alpha. I expect her to be going to comedy shows and just be like, he gave me AIDS and I love him! That is fantastic. So, the first day you met, you gave her chlamydia. You're 6 months in now. What are you doing for tonight? You're gonna shoot hard drugs with shared needles and... Get some Hep C. That's good. What's very funny for me is that, and it was Lucas, right? Yeah, Lucas is wearing a very visible crucifix of Jesus, and I really like it. It's the Christian thing to do. It really is. Fantastic. Oh, brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. Quite literally, you did. You shared it, yeah. Is this the next rap? No, this is, look, don't fucking predict where I'm going. If that conversation had happened before the first rap, it would have been in the rap. But now it's on the boards of things that I find funny in the show. How dare you assume you know what this brilliant comedic mind is up to?
Brilliant.
That's called sarcasm, don't worry. I really am impressed with you guys. So, you, Lucas, what's the test? What's the men's test for chlamydia? You have to piss in a cup, don't you? Yeah, but for girls, you have to be swabbed. Is that right? You did a lot of tests. You really wanted to be sure. I want to be sure he loves me. I just remember when my wife and I met, before we copulated, that's a horrible word, isn't it? Before we bumped uglies, before we made the beast with two backs, we were very traditional, we were very old-fashioned. We went to an STD clinic to get checked before we started doing anything. Because, yeah, smart. So, yeah, you think of it now, don't you? I also haven't noticed before, you're drinking High Noon as well. This is my new stereotype of people who drink High Noon. They leave comedy shows before the headliner, and they give people STDs. And are quite proud of it. What's your frat called? What's your frat? Theta Chi. You're not in it anymore. Oh, you committed the cardinal sin of only giving a girl one STD on the first date. You fucking suck. You bit the cup mid-bitch. It's so funny to me because this is what we, millennials and older, think Gen Z talk like, and they're like, you're such a fucking old. Ah, that is brilliant. So, Theta Chi, I'm going to write that down. What are Theta Chi famous for? Are they the party frat? Maybe.
Yes.
He just wants to be. Yes. Is it K-H-I? C-H-I, apologies. Okay. C-H-I, I love that. You know, you're really good at checking my spelling, but not your penis. But I think a lot of it comes from shame, doesn't it? A lot of it comes from men not wanting to get checked. Like, you'll take chlamydia. You're like, oh, I'll have a drippy dick. I don't want to. I mean, even if you don't have chlamydia, once you're in your 30s, it drips a bit anyway. I do like those adverts for male incontinence pads, and then they're just like, and also just, you know, there's always some drips. Are you like, did you not know about this? Yeah, when you're in your 30s, you'll shake, and you put it away, and you're like, boom, it's fine. Once you're 30, you shake, you put it away, and then you're like, there was more left in that. That was fine. And you're like, I think there was definitely quite a lot more in that. Can you imagine if I'd done this stuff on AGT? I would have fucking won. My drippy dick stuff. That's great. Theta Chi. The party frat. Any Chi's awesome. Were you, Lady Bubba, were you in Chi as well? Absolutely. I'm going to trust everything you say and I don't believe a word of it. And then there was someone else who was keen to talk. Who else was keen to talk? You've got a beer. You raised it like you're in a commercial, sir. I mean, you look like you aren't. You look AI generated. I'm not entirely sure you're real. You look like the man who made the country song that's AI generated, that's currently top of the country charts on Spotify. Are you real, or are you like that character in The Big Lebowski who just is there at the bar, just like, let me tell you some things about the dude. Okay, see, all the people who I like are sat there. yeah, what's your name? I'm fully expecting it to be absolutely incredible.
It's just Cody, man.
That is incredible. Don't do yourself down. So good, I'm writing down. It's just Cody, man. It's just Cody. C-O-A-D-Y?
What?
How do you spell Cody?
C-O-D-Y.
Okay. The Irish way is C-O-A-D-Y, so I was just wondering about that. Okay. It's just Cody. It's just Cody, man. And, Cody, how many animals have you wrestled into submission with your bare hands? Do I have to talk in a cowboy voice for Cody to understand me? It's like, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Your voice is too much like the Queen. Cody, how many animals have you wrestled into submission? Or is it the words, how many animals have you punched in the neck until they've sunk to the floor? You look like you can rope a steer.
I do T-roping.
You do T-roping, yeah. T-roping, I know what that is. T-roping sounds like a Gen Z trend. T-roping. T roping's awesome, Lady Bubba says. I'll believe it. Is that your job, Cody, or is that just for fun? Oh, you've been chatted to. I apologise.
No,
it's
fine.
It's fine. You're lovely. I'm going to have you do announcements for any commercials I make. You're going to come on and be like, just called him now. So what did you do? Were you not working for the shutdown then? Sorry. Were you? Nah. For the government shutdown, you were just chilling on your ranch watching Yellowstone. Sorry, being an extra in Yellowstone. Your job's prepaid. You're an assassin. You're a hitman. Half up front, half when the job's done. Your target's here tonight. She's a notorious Albanian gangster who goes by the name of Lady Bubba. And you're addressing me as sir. I love that. That gets me very excited. All of you from now on, if I talk to you, you must refer to me as sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. That's great. My wife's family are from the south, so whenever I go down there, they're always like, yes, man, no, man. That to her, not to me. They're emasculating me. Cody, the government contractor. What type of government contracting, then? Classified, Lady Bubba says.
Do you know what a Bradley is?
Do I know what a Bradley is? I mean... So what is it?
Alright, it's shaped like a tank.
It's shaped like a tank. It is not a tank. It's not a tank. It's shaped like a tank.
It shoots
25mm rounds. How's that compared to their 308s?
308?
Yeah.
Alright, so...
I'm going to say it. A 308 is what you're imagining my penis is. A 25mm round is what you're imagining Cody's penis is, right? Is that one of the... That's the... Look, like, that mustache took him 3 days to grow. I haven't shaved in 3 weeks. This, ironically, for me, drinking this, I am a very low-T individual. So you're showing me based on the beer bottle, yeah?
This is about the size of a 25mm round.
Sorry, that beer bottle is the size of a 25mm round.
Yes,
I know that you guys get confused about metric versus imperial. What part of that bottle is 25mm? Maybe what, the lip? Is that where you measure the caliber? Sure, the caliber was surely the diameter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but that's not 25mm across.
Look, I was educated in Illinois.
You were educated in Illinois. You grew up in Illinois, Cody?
Yes, sir.
But you dress and talk like this. That's cultural appropriation. I can't stand this, Cody. That's fantastic. A 25mm Bradley. Bradley. I would have thought that the autistic guy loves military stuff. That makes sense. Not...
11 Bravo?
People are going to start whipping out their challenge coins and knocking them on the table. Not a tank. 25mm. Great. Those guys are all so erect right now, Cody. Do you think we can get Cody to lend us one of his Bradleys for this hunting trip? Yeah. Those deer are fucked, man. Oh, my God. Hey, look, if it's good enough, it's good enough for Cody, it'll be good enough for you guys.
Okay. Well.
We'll leave that there. Let's do this. For this rap, I would love to use your brains, your fecund, fertile brains, to provide the inspiration. So for this one, start thinking of what you'd like a rap about. Be creative, be imaginative, have fun with it. Don't just shout out foods and animals. Don't just say things we've mentioned so far. None of the stuff we've mentioned so far in the show is included. And have fun with it. Be creative, be imaginative. We'll have some real rap fun. We'll start on this side of the room. We'll get 5 in total. So we'll start over here. We'll move around. So if you're sat over here, hello, what would you like a freestyle rap about? Don't you fucking laugh. It's hard to think of something.
Pigeon.
Pigeons, that's an animal, unfortunately. But do you have an activity that you like?
Midget porn.
Midget porn. Okay, so the reason I asked the question was to combine it with the pigeons. So what we've now got is midget pigeon porn, which, annoyingly for what I do, is an incredibly challenging tongue twister. Try saying midget pigeon porn fast 5 times. You will be thrown out of the playground. They will not let you. Okay. Midget pigeon porn. Thank you very much for that suggestion. Let's come. We'll go to the back of the room next. Hello, what would you like a rap about?
Tintinabulation.
Tintinabulation. Yeah. Now, you're going to need to give me a second because I do know what it means, but it's like in a little drawer in my brain somewhere. Tintinabulation. Oh, I'm getting so fucking annoyed at myself because I can't think of it. And I know if I had a second beer, I would know it right now. It come to me. Give me. Start explaining it, and then I'll jump on it.
Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Bells.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No, I know that.
It's the sound that bells make.
It's the sound that bells make. Okay, the reason I know that is because my dad's a campanologist, which means that he's a bell ringer in churches, so he pulls down the thing and does that. And when he told me he was doing that, I was like, I find that very inspiring, because it's ringing in the spire. And he went, that's a shit joke, don't ever tell that on stage. I was like, what if they've had minimum 3 drinks? He's like, you could probably get away with it, but they'll still... I'll just play an air horn after it. Oh, yeah. Tintinabulation, the sound of bells. Oh, I didn't explain this. This is a sampler. It's a Roland SP-404. It's like what all kind of classic hip-hop was made on. I use this to... It means I can choose any beat I want. So, like, any point in the show, I can start a beat, you know, depending on how I feel. But also, I got this from a Jamaican dancehall DJ in Queens, in New York, who was retiring, and he was selling his equipment. I was like, oh, I'll buy that one, because that's quite cool to have something that's seen lots of different concerts. And he goes, do you want me to leave my samples on it? I was like, what do you mean? He goes, like, well, you put your beats on these pads, but then I'll put my samples on these pads, which is why I've got all these air horns and stuff, but also I've got a lot of his stuff, including this one, which he said, if you ever need a crowd to go crazy, this is what I'd always press. In Kingston, Jamaica, at the dancehall sound clashes, I'd play this, the whole room would go absolutely wild. So let's see if that works here in Syracuse, New York. He'd play this. So no. If you didn't catch that, that's someone saying, start the helicopter, and then starting a helicopter with their mouth. That's how that worked. It's also got gunshot sound effects on, but again, all made with his mouth for some reason. So... we'll use that throughout the show. That'll be incredibly culturally appropriate. Midget pigeon porn, tintinabulation, the sound of bells. Excellent suggestion. Middle front of the room, what would you like a rap about? Snowmobiling? Yeah. Are you a keen snowmobiler?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're smiling as if that's like a sexual term that I'm not familiar with. Snowmobiling is where you take the tissue that you came into and then you rub it in her face, right? That's... He's texting the Theta Chi group chat. He's like, hey guys, learn a new prank. Okay, snowmobiling. How what's the horsepower of your, or sorry, or the CC of your snowmobile? 850 CC. Is that good? It's healthy. Yeah, do you snowmobile together? You bike and snowmobile? You don't do winter sports. Why do you live up here? This feels 9 months of the year, you can't do anything. Unfortunately, this is the place you've been put on Earth. Wait, have I learned something? Is this town cursed? Can no one leave? I flew in here, I left the airport for a haircut, and everyone's like, you're the first person to come to Syracuse in 4.5 years. Where are you going? Come back now! Just sucked into a back room. You can leave. Or are you, have you got like an ankle tag on? You really can't. I do feel like there is a 90% chance someone in this room has an ankle tag on. Actually, maybe that's why they had to leave early. They were like, oh fuck, curfew. Snowmobiling. Where would you, if you could live anywhere except this fine city, where would you live?
I go back and forth between here and Arizona.
Back and forth in here in Arizona. So that's, I mean, that's pretty good. Whereabouts in Arizona? It's outside of Phoenix called Surprise. They're laughing because that's what he said to her when they got the test results. Okay. I'm just going to write down Surprise, Arizona. That's great. So snowmobiling, 850cc, that's healthy. Tintinambulation, midget pigeon porn. This section here, hello, what would you like a rap about?
Oranges.
Okay, I'll come to you. So you said oranges. Yeah. It's a food, unfortunately, but I know you said it because it doesn't rhyme. Oh, wait, it's a Syracuse thing. What? Yeah. Well, no, people who shout that like it's funny because it doesn't rhyme. No. But, no. Okay, so why does Syracuse, what's the deal with oranges then?
Let's go orange.
The Syracuse are the orange.
Yeah.
You bleed orange. Yeah. Again, she's like, when I bash their skull in with my Clydesdale thing. Okay, so the Syracuse, the orange. It's weird for me, because in the UK, the orange is a sectarian order. It's like a violent order of, I think, Protestants who... It is. No, sorry. I forget. Cody needs a translator. You know when you go and see the opera and underneath or over it they have the translation into English? Again, clearly no one goes to fucking opera in Syracuse. Cody needs above the top, me just, you know, every now and again there's like a homophobic slur so he feels at home. Illinois is bad. Great, orange, so the orange, the Syracuse orange. And that's the, is that your football team?
Yes, sir,
basketball team. Okay. All of your teams, okay. Syracuse orange. Woo, it's your favorite color, and it's annoying because that word doesn't rhyme. That's the thing now. And then there was you were gonna say something. You were like, can we do a
Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
Because I'm pretty sure that's the hat he was wearing when he jumped off.
You think that's the hat he was wearing?
I'm thinking about it, you gotta...
Really? Oh, I have to stop wearing it now. This, my friend Whitmer made this because he's from Florabama, and I... You know Florabama,
yeah.
Interesting, okay, I need to look into that. Because my honeymoon was on Dauphin Island, which is just off the coast of Alabama. No, it was lovely. It was really nice. How dare you? It's weird, isn't it, that I'm more southern than Cody, somehow. I am American, by the way, in case anyone didn't know. This is all a joke. No, I've got my citizenship this year. It's great. Okay, so Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump. Syracuse Orange. Tintinabulation. Snowmobiling. And midget pigeon porn. It's what you've asked for. This is what you're going to get. I'm going to try. Let me see. What am I... No, I feel like something smooth. Yeah, I feel like something smooth. Let's get this going. This is Freestyle About All That and Get Excited! My two bros, that be so revealing. Won't be leaving to Arizona. Snowmobiling's the real chap. He feels that. He's like, I can say again, 850cc, that's my mobile engine. It's pretty healthy and wealthy. You're funny, but I got a lot of money and I'm getting all the honeys. Hop up on my snowmobile, here we go. Toot toot, beep beep, let's mobile in the snow. Not Mobile, Alabama, why do you think that? Mobile, Alabama, maybe got the shrimp hat. You might shrink back, you're like, yeah, swallow this chump. I wanna see a guy in history, the name Forrest Gump. He was a surgeon, he was moving round with the president. Oh, Tom Hanks was doing it for the hell of it. He had a long beard while he's running for days. Run, Forrest, run! Oh my gosh, it was such a craze. We were loving it, the 90s, it might be so fine. I ain't watched it for a fucking long time, but my mind is thinking at that. You know, I'm some hunk, you're Lady Bubba, but that's Bubba Gump, Shrimp Company. Yeah, jumping in front of me. Oranges, you be like, this is our country, I'm our town and our city. You know it's ever so strange. You might trap your whore and a finger in a door hinge and you would bleed orange. That's the only way. You need a throat lozenge. Oh my gosh, yes, all of our teams, they bleed orange. What a strange thing. You know you might reveal it. If you bleed orange, you're probably anemic. There's low blood count. Your blood cells are screwed. Yes, I'm really happy that these dudes, if they went to the forest and they killed Bambi and the blood came, that weird little hue, you're like, we'll just wait. It's not as good as we need. It's not tasty to munch. If you read Edgar Allan Poe a bunch, it's very scary. You've got to be bold, got to be brazen. You've got to read the poem of the Raven. But this one, it's better. It makes the heart swell. It's evil. You'll never forget. Those are the bells. Seriously, they ring. What a situation. It's not Tintin, but it's Tintin Abulation. Once a Belgian guy, written by Hergé. But Tintin Abulation is the sound that we say. It's like tinnitus when you hear the ringing in your ear. Ring, ring, what's this? A strange thing appears. You were smitten, shouting out pigeon, even though it's forbidden. But one guy was like cool, like the fridge and like the snowmobile temperature. He was in his mental there for sure. Like, this is a suggestion, they'll adore. Yeah, I'm gonna shout it, I'll stretch and yawn. I'll be the star of the show. I'll say, midget porn. And everybody looks at me like, please no. We thought it would be funnier with rodeo. I heard you say it quietly beside me, inspiring me inside. But the guy's like, I like the things that can fly with the gray feathers when push comes to shove. I would make love to any type of dove, but this one, if it's smaller than a chicken, I will hit it. I love a little baby chicken midget walking in. It's like, coo, coo, and then you cover it with your penis goo, and that's the stuff that you love. Seriously, I thank midget pigeon porn. That's a hard, hard wank, but you can really love it. Yeah, you know we flowy, and like the snowmobile, it ends up pretty snowy. Great stuff. Now there's always the bit where people go, oh, I wish I could have suggested something. Don't worry, you still can. What would you have suggested if you'd had the opportunity? Shout them out.
Flatbush!
So Flatbush, are you from Flatbush?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just across the park from where I live. What do you miss about Flatbush now you're here?
Little Haiti.
Little Haiti. Lady Bubba was just like, yeah. Do you know everything in the world, Lady Bubba? Oh, my little Haiti in Miami. Very different, yeah. I love Haiti. Toussaint Louverture. Yeah, fuck the French. Oh, a gift for me. A gift from who? From Cody. I love the Cody. Thank you very much, Cody. Oh, yes, that's Cody. That's Cody. That's his name. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you so much, thank you. Please do be generous with the wonderful wait staff and servants here. They work very hard. Please, a round of applause for them. That is not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was like, it's a light beer, we'll see. Lady Bubba's like, light beer is for pussies. I've got too many drinks on my countertop now. Oh yeah, that's the ticket. So Flatbush, and then someone said dendrophilia? So that's loving trees? Yes. Ah, did you think you'd caught me? How dare you? Did you ask ChatGPT that one? No. What's your favourite tree?
My favourite tree?
Yeah.
Red, yeah. Which one? You have to repeat that.
My favourite tree is
Koya. Sorry, what did you think I said?
Favourite drink.
Favourite drink? Dendrophilia, loving trees. What's your favourite drink? And you love sequoias. Are they they're very big and old, aren't they? Okay, no. Sequoia. I know how to spell that. Great. What else would you have suggested?
I love triangles.
As if the midget pigeon ball wasn't enough. What was the... There was a feminine voice over here that said something.
Love triangle.
Love triangle. Yeah. I'll come. I'm writing down love triangle. And then, so what was over here?
Letters.
Oh, well, someone said something about smoking weed.
Smoking weed
in a porta potty. Okay.
With no tissue.
With no tissue. I wasn't imagining you smoking it out of the toilet roll. That's... Okay. Figure it out. Okay. Great. Okay, and there was one other thing someone said down here. Just, I love that someone just whispered, Epstein. Epstein and jury selection. Have you
done that recently?
Yes, on Monday I start jury selection.
You start jury selection. So wait, you are a
criminal defense attorney.
Thank you for your work. That's good. Yeah. Hey, no, criminals need to be protected. If they weren't a couple, how many years would he get for that? Jury selection. Great, thank you. Lady Bubba, that cane is a fucking liability. I just picture Lady Bubba going into, like, you know, any museum, just destroying their artifacts and blaming it on the cane. But really, you're an agent of chaos. It's a crowd of men with bottles, you said. Balls. I don't know why I keep going back to the well. We definitely tapped it dry really early on in the show. Okay. Oh fuck, we have to end this show soon, but don't worry, it's gonna be a really, the fucking end of this show is gonna be insane. It's gonna blow your minds. You're gonna love that. No, seriously, you'll be like, fuck. Shit. The end of the show, Lady Boa's gonna do a strip tease. That's how the She's actually the headliner. I travel with her everywhere. I'm like, right, well, I need to do 5 minutes into me walking on stage, not the stick over. We'll do a really good rap about it. Wouldn't that be fucking mental? One of my favourite things is when I freestyle, people are like, yeah, but that's not real, is it? He definitely made all those people shout those things. Would I ask someone to shout midget pigeon? And if I did, wouldn't the rap be better? That's the thing I don't get. You're like, yeah, oh yeah, he's written that. Okay. Okay. We've got 12 minutes, which is an awkward amount of time, because I have to do the end. I have to sell merch. Well, I have to advertise my merch to you. Okay, who, aside from these lovebirds here, who is celebrating something tonight?
Birthday.
Oh my God, fucking women are so... Men would just be like, these fucking idiots getting married. Women like, birthday, we love you, queen. We love you. Whose birthday?
Jen.
Jen. Jen with one N or two?
One.
One, correct. Jen, what do you do? An occupational therapist. What on earth does that mean? That sounds like a job that can't be taken by AI. Yeah? You just went, that's not true. Are you an AI coder? You're the most... can you stand up and look at people? You look like you fucking invented it. No, stand up. Turn round. If someone said he invented AI, you would believe it. No, I'm just a very keen user. I have several girlfriends on my phone. I'm sorry for being so cruel. You are literally, you came and sat right in the front, the bravest place to sit. So Jen over there, it's your birthday. You're an occupational therapist. What does that mean? You teach life skills, okay? Okay, is this the awkward moment where you're just going to go, I work with disabled children? Because that's what this feels like. Yes, okay! Fucking people like you, obviously it's your birthday and you should celebrate. Don't do it in a comedy club, because inevitably someone's going to go, what'd you do? And you're like, I help the disabled youth. And I go, well, I'm too deep in now, Jen. We've only got 10 more minutes to do. Obviously I have to do a rap about you. And, you know, that's what you've given me. What's your favourite disability?
The guy in the white hat.
The guy in the white hat. I like the idea of Jen just being like, you know, she only works with autistic kids, and then once a year she's like, we're going to a conference in Vegas, and then she comes back rich, and all the kids are like, she just made us count cards. I don't like it when people work with autistic people, because what happens is they come up to me after the show and they're like, so you're autistic, right? And I'm like, no, fuck off, Jen. I know how to do things. I plugged all this in myself. I bought some whiteboards and gaffer taped them together, and then I realised I did it wrong and there wasn't enough room to fold, so I did it again. People are like, oh, you must be autistic. You must be so autistic because, you know, you can rap so well. I'm like, no, I can rap so well because from the age of 12 to 19, when everyone else was, you know, going out and having sex and playing soccer, I was in my room just rapping along to beats and learning all the words to raps and rapping along to beats, and people were like, hey, Chris, come and play. I'm like, I don't need social interaction. Rapping, oh, fuck, that's how. I gave myself autism, basically. I was like, Mum, how many Tylenol did you take? She's like, none, I didn't. I'm like, fuck! I'm going to have to work really hard to be able to rap now. I don't... It pisses me off, this whole thing. I used to work with autistic kids, and it's a fucking joy. Although it's not, right? Because some of them are brilliant. I used to teach them improv. And I'd be like, okay, guys, we're going to imagine for this scene, we're on a beach. And one of them would be like, I am on Brighton Beach. It is a pebble beach. The temperature is a cool 72 degrees. The sea is lapping at my toes. I can see the tower at a distance of 150 meters away. And then some of them would just be like, but we are not on a beach. You're like, you fucking idiot. You're not coming to Vegas, kick. That joke's not offensive because I love them. So you like autistic kids. What's the worst? What's the worst? What are you like? Oh, fuck. I'll just refer this to someone else. She's thinking, and then she's going, well, I can't say that. The angry ones? Oh, because you own a preschool. You could get Jen in to consult. You need all those... kids are, they're fucking monsters, aren't they? You know, and I'm in Brooklyn where they're all fancy. You're up here. They're beasts. They're real honest as well. Okay. Well, look, right, we've got to do the end rap. So to do that, I've got to do a rap about Jen just very quickly. So what's your least favourite one, the angry ones? Yeah. No, she's like, no, I didn't want to say that. Can you? Jen's about to get struck off for this rap. Okay, this is a quick roll rap to celebrate Jen's birthday. Jen, what was the best present you got?
Tonight.
This was the gift. Who bought the tickets? And yeah, why did you pick this show? Because I sounded
phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm in luck. After the show ends, you and I, we can fuck. She's over here like, yeah, I want it all. British comedian, he's phenomenal. I'm gonna go there. Yeah, I hope he can lick it. Onto the website, I'll buy a ticket. Seriously, wanna get those men. Oh, anyway, it's a birthday for Jen. It's a party. She can come, she's able. We'll sit at the table. She helps the disabled. All the kids walk into the office. She's like, let me teach you how to use your pockets, how to use a computer and get a job, how to live a good life. Oh my god, yes, paying attention, do you understand me? I love the autistic and I hate the angry. Why are you so enraged, you know? Usually fetal alcohol syndrome, that's the problem. Yeah, they're ever so crazy. You can tell they were shaken as a baby. Ever upset and you're like, oh, that's not a joke. Why did your mother continue to smoke? But you, it's an insane plan. I hate you, but I love this Rain Man. Yeah, she sees you and she likes that. V's up, she be like in the white hat. Well done, Jen. Yeah, we're rapping about this. You've got a little therapist who's occupational. What's your age? Can we get the number? 48! Oh, what a surprise there. You must use a lot of moisturiser because you look great. Not empty one. You're great, Jen. It's like 21. When I see your face, 21, the numbers in blackjack. You could see the cards. You could count that like that. Anyway, Jen's the queen. She's come here with the best, with a lady team. So make some noise for Jen and some noise for the lady who I'm going to have sex with after the show, maybe. Okay, I want... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I want two words that you want to shout out all night that are not racist or offensive.
Electrical grid.
Electrical grid. You and him should hang out. And connected. Brilliant. That's all I wanted. Thank you. Okay. As I promised... Did someone just say electrical grid is racist? Or were you saying that I had to stipulate not racist?
Yeah.
Okay. It's because I want to... Yeah, I do. I was like, what's the word you want to be shout out all night? And someone in a cowboy hat was like... I was like, don't say that! I wasn't! It's so funny that you had to say that. Cody, I trust that you aren't, but you look like you might be, which is racist in itself, isn't it? This is how we're going to end this show. We're going to wrap up the show, and I say that quite literally, because obviously we've been taking notes on the show as we go along, and this is your show. On the way out, you can take a picture of this to kind of, you know, remind yourself of what the show was. I'm going to...
Kind of tape it. Tape it. This is... I am going to tape it, yeah. I just remembered, I have British teeth. That's a terrible idea. Okay. Okay. Fucking, I should have... Now I've fucked the tape up. Okay. This has been an absolutely fantastic show. I've really genuinely enjoyed it. We put this show on sale like 2.5 weeks ago because someone was meant to do a show here and they cancelled. So I am astonished that anyone even knew it was on. I'm very grateful that you came out. Please, a round of applause for yourself. Thank you. Okay. Now.
Look, if I'd won $1 million, I would have a massive fucking screen that I tour with. As it is, it's this. So, if you can't see it, don't worry, I will tell you what's on there. I own a preschool, kids' parents are annoying, Lucas and Liv's 6-month anniversary, chlamydia, theta chi, I'm just Cody man, Bradley, not a tank, 25 mil. Surprise Arizona, Flatbush, Dendrophilia, Sequoia, Love Triangle, Smoking Weed in a Porta Potty, Epstein, Jury Selection, Electrical Grid, and Connected. Autistic man, are there 16 different things on here? Accountants, come on, are there 16 things on there? There's 16, good. Excluding Syracuse, right? Good, there has to be 16, because I'm going to rap about all these things, you're going to see. The first rap, the first section will be done at 75 beats per minute. That's pretty slow. That's the tempo of that opening rap from the show. That's pretty slow. But it's going to get progressively faster. Every suggestion will be rapped 5 BPM faster than the one before it. So we go from 75 all the way up to and including connected at 150 beats per minute. That is wow. That is genuinely far too fucking fast.
Oh. You should have won.
I should have won. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful. I'm doing good. That made it. That sound like I was going to kill myself. No. Genuinely, I was astonished I got anywhere near the fucking final. It was amazing. Also, I just answered the questions. All the judges are lovely. Everyone on the show is lovely. It was a pleasure to do, but I didn't get any money. So Simon Cowell came up to me and he was like, oh, I'm really sorry, mate. I'm sorry, there's no second prize. I was like, well, you could just give me some money though. He goes, oh, I wish I could. I was like, you fucking could. Fucking could. This is what we're going to do. We're gonna wrap this, increasing tempos. I'm going to get you hyped up for it the only way I know how. Let's drop this beat. Let's start that fucking helicopter. Let's do this. I love it.
You know my lifestyle is be cool. Why I'm the lady, I be owning the preschool. The parents drop the kids off and I'm the professor. I'm like a go-getter. I'm getting them in their sweaters upon the picture day. Hip hooray when they're graduating. Often it's frustrating, but make sure I'm waiting to see them grow up to be fine, upstanding humans. This is what you say to the parents, I'm assuming, but they're in private. You hold it inside, you're like the most annoying people that I've seen in all my lives. I'm not scared of it, a feeling I won't share it, but every time I see the kids, I'm like, I hate your parents. You should be aware that you should be embarrassed. I can't believe you're the product of this marriage. You got a mum and dad, they be absolutely visceral, getting so pissed off. Yeah, I can't addict you all, but now we've got this one. Yeah, we'll confront, they're celebrating, turn it up. It's like a whole 6 months, this is what we need. Hip hooray, yeah, it's so great today. We be reaching the milestone of 180 days. My name's a Lucas and Liv, and he's a giver. Seriously, what did I get when I was shivering? I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so good in bed. He's like, we need to have a conversation, it should be said. Seriously. Because this is what I've given you. Here's the results, yes. Diagnosed chlamydia. Everybody knows. Yeah, that's the drip drip. But that's so fun. Yeah, I'm glad that you picked it. You're so quick. It's there out of thin air. Getting the results. Then you came in here and shared. It's Gen Z. Full, not empty. How positive? Plenty. That was it. You know you can't beat a guy who goes and parties there at the frat, the Theta Chi. Everybody knows it. They're like better than the others. Even Lady Bubba, she could discover. They get under the covers and give you STIs. Theta Chi, yes, they're the best of the guys. Technically, it would be STC, but that's a different thing. Yeah, you know that we agree. And then this one, he looks like a lonely man on his own, but he's like, no, I'm Cody, man. I'm a real guy. You're a great rapper. What do I do? A government contractor. Oh, yeah. Who'd have thunk it there? I like to kick back and wear a cowboy hat. He's a great guy. Yeah, it's so clear. Thanks for giving me my Coors Light beer. What do I do? Oh, I'm just mad, see? I make a thing. Have you heard of a Bradley? Oh, yeah? Oh, thanks to my autistic guy. He said it was a tank, but it's not. No, it's an armored vehicle. 25 millimeters. Yeah, it can pierce the hull of any vessel, anything at all. This is the ship that we need for the war. I'm getting prepaid. Oh, my gosh, I arrived. Now we're onto this guy. He'd be going surprises down there. Ah, yes, it reduces my home there, but I can't leave. But now I'm in Arizona. Surprise, like a little thing, like a shock light. You got when you woke up for the next day. Stop, please. But my guy's like, yeah, Arizona, not as good as Syracuse. You wish that you could clone yourself and be in two places at the same time. Over here, you're like, that's a place of mine. It's a neighborhood. You're gonna stay there, good. Little Haiti, yeah, I hate to should. I could go over there. I could eat that food. Flatbush, when I'm in a hungry mood, I wanna go and get it. It's very strong and not pathetic. If you wanna describe it, you would say ethnic, vaguely. But he's got a black wife, Cody, living such a fucking bad life. You can go there, yeah, you know it's getting sillier. I love trees, dendrophilia. I walk up when I'm there in the park. Oh, that's wood, that's very good bark. I can stroke it, look at me. Madam, stay away from that tree. Oh, really quite, really annoying. You're gonna go and rub your bum over there on a sequoia. If you see three over there in a glade, that's a love triangle that you've made. You're like branch and a branch, branch and a bark. I can go over here, it's such a lark. Nice, that's a fun reason. Love triangle, that's a threesome. One guy, you know he succeeds. He's like, there's no tissue when I'm smoking weed. I can't plug up the vent, so everybody tells. They can see the weed, they can tell by the smell. Make a mistake, I'll be taking the vape. Lady Bubba, she's like, this is a jape. I'm gonna get my blanket. What the fuck is this? Holding up a rug, like, yeah, you pig. Okay, it's good for a laugh. Jeffrey Epstein never wore a scarf. Why? Because the ladies would see. He would undress like, touch me. Oh, I'm in charge, I want a big massage. There's anything there. She just called me an asshole there in the back. She was like, how dare you grab? Oh, yes, Epstein had an erection when he saw a girl over there at jury selection. But he didn't go to trial because he died in the cell. Didn't kill himself, but he hung it so well. Jury selection, you're there at all. You be the defense criminal lawyer, making sure that they're getting off the case. Anyway, they be hiding the face. This one, yeah, we're checking the kid. My guy's shouting out there, that's the electrical grid. I want to get it all together. You know it's fancy. I can get the power, I can get the energy. Getting all the watts, getting all the volts. Never gonna fail, you're never gonna falter. You got the power from Niagara Falls. Going over there in Buffalo, but fuck all of those guys. Last thing you selected, you were like, oh please Chris, I'm erected. Not with the trees, not with the branches. This is the shit that I say with the amateurs. I love rap, yeah, you know it's so clever. That's the kind of shit that brings us all together. There we go, so calm and collected. Yeah, we're all here, so you know we're connected. Thank you.
very much. What an absolute pleasure this has been. You've been fantastic.